Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a name that is lifted high above every other name. Praise be to God. Amen. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. Through this name we were saved. Through this name we were delivered. Through this name we are who we are today. And I would like us to shout this name. I would like us to lift this name. Praise be to God. Tell your neighbor, stand up, we lift the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And this is how we do it back home. Hallelujah. Can you do your heart like this? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. If it is sick, it is going to be healed as we shout this name. We are here because of the name of
Jesus.
I know we can shout better than that. Let's do it again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are here because of the name of
Jesus.
We shall make it in the name of
Jesus.
We shall succeed in the name of
Jesus.
Shangwe na vigeregere kwa yes. Amen, amen. You may have your seat in the presence of God. Yes, my name is Apostle Peter Wainaina, and I am born again. Jesus is Lord. I am from Blessed Hope Ministries in a place called Wangige. That is in Nairobi, Kenya. That is where I'm serving God. And I thank God because of loving me and saving me and calling me into this great ministry. Praise be to God. Yeah, one time the Lord asked the children of Israel, is it a small thing? Actually, it was Moses. Is it a small thing to be called a servant of God? It is not a small thing to serve God. It is not a small thing that you found time to come to the house of God. It is not a small thing. Praise be to God. And I want to also appreciate the servant of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Tony and your wife. Thank you for receiving me and giving me the opportunity to come and minister in this pulpit. I know it is not just like that. I really take it with great honor. God bless you. God bless you so much. And I thank God that there are servants of God like you in this state and in this city that are serving God in truth and in the spirit. God bless you. I also want to acknowledge Pastor Isaac. The last time he came, he even gave me a ride. Praise be to God. And he's the one who brought me here that time. Told me there is a meeting. I want you to go. And he brought and we connected that time. I really thank God for him. Thank you and your wife. I appreciate you. God bless you. Amen. 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 I thank God. We have been having a wonderful time here in the presence of God. I also want to appreciate our spiritual daughter from who came all the way from Seattle, and she has been a great supporter of my ministry, and we have worked together. Grace Magenyi, please just amen, amen. God bless you. And all of you, I really appreciate God for you. Thank you so much for coming, finding time to come to the house of God. I know there are so many people there who have gone to work or do other things, but you people found time to come to the house of God. May God bless you for that. Amen. I have a message from the Lord, and I know I wanted to do Gatekeepers 1, but let me do Gatekeepers in the evening. I know I have enough time. I can mix the two. I know I have enough time. I'll do 1 and 2 at the same time. We'll fire the gatekeepers in the afternoon. But allow me to do something. When I was praying, the Lord put it in my spirit. A message I'm calling correcting the errors. Praise be to God. Tell your neighbor, correcting the errors. Yes, we need to correct some errors. Open with me the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes, and I want to acknowledge all mothers also. Happy Mother's Day. Praise be to God. Yeah, sometimes back home they used to call me, but the son of a woman. And you know, if you Google, you'll find an interview I had done, not the son of a woman, because I've been brought up all the way by my mom alone, and she is such a wonderful woman. And I thank God. I have a place for women in my heart and in my ministry. I have a place for women. So mothers, I salute you this day. May God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Go with me to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 5. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 5. And we go, the Bible says, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceeds from the ruler. For he is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Praise be to God. Allow me to read again, Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We read verse 5 to 7. The Bible says, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceeds from the ruler. For he is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Let's also read John chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible says, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Mighty and living God, we honor you this day. You are our God. You are our Father. You are our Savior. You are our Helper. Lord, we bow down before you. We came together just to worship you, just to tell you, Lord, that we love you. Lord, that we love you so much with all our hearts. We set everything apart to come, O God, and bow down before you and worship you. We love you, O King. We love you, Jesus. We love you more than anything else, O Lord. We love you more than big names. We love you more than precious stones. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We come to give our love to you. We love you, Jesus. Father, as we share this word, I am just your servant. I am just a vessel, Lord. I surrender to you. Use me, O Lord, as a minister to your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we believe. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. As I appreciate all the mothers, I also want to appreciate the mother of my children, Susan Wainaina. And we talked last night and she said, hi. Praise be to God. I am blessed with a wonderful wife, and she has been so good to me and supported me all along. And I'm very happy that I married her. Amen. We're also blessed with two children, Maxwell and Melody. Now, let's go back to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 5. The Bible says, there is an evil which I've seen under the sun. Praise be to God. I want to let you know, we are living in very, if I can use the word peculiar, days. Praise be to God. We are living in days, praise be to God, that if you are not sensitive in the spirit, praise be to God, you are going to miss your season or find yourself in the wrong place. Hallelujah. We are living in days, praise be to God, when people want to change the truth. Praise be to God. Not to be the truth and it be accepted. We are living the days when evil is exalted more than good. Praise be to God. We are living in days when people think, and it was written in the Bible, Jesus said, when they kill you, they will think they have done good. These are the days that we are living. Praise be to God. And I love the writer of Ecclesiastes. This is a man who speaks with deep wisdom. Praise be to God. He is the one who said, vanity of vanities. It is like chasing the wind. Praise be to God. He speaks with deep revelation. Hallelujah. And the Bible says there is an evil which I have seen. And the writer of this book had seen an evil. I don't know how many evils you have seen from the time you came to this world. But this one saw an evil and decided to record. And he said, this evil, I have seen it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He might have seen so many bad things. He might have seen so many evils. But he never recorded them. But this time he said, this one is too much. I need to record it. Because it is an error that needs to be corrected. Praise be to God. And the Bible says, there is an evil which I've seen under the sun as an error. Praise be to God. Which proceed from the ruler. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And he said, what I am seeing is not what is supposed to happen. This is an error. Tell your neighbor, there is an error. Tell your neighbor, there is an error. Let's go to the next verse. 40, in other words, stupidity or foolishness. The other meaning for word 40 is foolishness. And he said, foolishness is put in great dignity. Foolishness is highly exalted. Foolishness is put in a high place. And the rich sit in no place. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The foolish people have been exalted. They have been given the high places. They have been given the places of honor, the seat of honor. But the rich, they sit in low place. The Bible says, and those who believed him were given power to become the son or the children of God. So if you believed in Jesus, you are given power to become a child of God. That means you are a son in the kingdom of God. That means you are a heir in the kingdom of God. That means you are not just another girl. You are a princess in the kingdom of God. You are not just another man. You are a prince in the kingdom of God. Are we together? Let's go to the other verse. And he said, I have seen servants upon horses and princes like you, a princess. You are a prince walking as and princess walking a servant upon the earth. Tell your neighbor it's an error. Let's now go. Put your belt now. We go. Tell your neighbor it's an error. And I came, we correct the errors. I came, we correct the errors. There are things that are not the way they are supposed to be. And this is why I came to Texas. I came, we correct the errors. I came to remove the servant from the horses. Hallelujah. I come to declare, princess will not walk as servant ride on horses. Let me just bring it closer. In Kenya, we have a president. His name is Uhuru Kenyatta. And this guy has a son. His name is Jomo. Tell your neighbor Jomo. Can you wave at me? You must get this message. Can you wave at me? Hallelujah. Tenderesa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this Jomo guy, he is here. And they have a gardener. Somebody say a gardener. Praise be to God. And now the gardener is riding on the father's limousine. And Jomo is walking. Tell your neighbor it's an error. Tell your neighbor it's an error. Tell your neighbor it's an error. It is an error. I have seen an error in the body of Christ. Can I speak this thing here? In the name of Jesus. The people who are prince and princess. Hallelujah. The people who don't know God. They are the ones who are living a better life. Tell your neighbor it's an error. They are the ones who own choppers. Come on, tell your neighbor it's an error. They are the ones that live in good houses. Tell your neighbor it's an error. I came, we correct the errors. Children of God, wherever there is an error in your life, I came, we correct it in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, we are correcting the errors. I have seen princess walking. Hallelujah. And the servants and those who believed him were given power to become the children of God. You know, it has become such a serious error. Let me take you back to Kenya. That when you are so blessed in Kenya, people tag you and they call you a devil worshiper. And I preach this thing because they think God cannot bless. They think only the devil can give wealth. It is there in Kenya that if you are blessed, you are driving a good car, you are living in a good house, they say you are a devil worshiper. And until one person sent some M-Pesa to the long number. You know M-Pesa? Tell your neighbor M-Pesa. Hallelujah. Sent an M-Pesa to the wrong number and realized, because it was 6,000 Kenya shilling, and that money was needed badly somewhere, and he did not have another any other coin. And he knew something. If I call the Safaricom, it will take 24 hours before I get my money back. And he came with a way to get back the money. Tell anybody, it's an error. It's an error. Praise be to God. And he called the lady. She was called Susan. And not my Susan and not your Susan. Sarah Susan. Praise be to God. She was called Susan. Hallelujah. I said, Susan, you have received 6,000. She said, yes. Okay. You have now officially become a member of Illuminati. And at night, we will set 16 more thousand shilling and we will visit you tonight. 4 minutes, the money was returned to the center. Because people tend to fear God evil than good. People tend to fear God devil than God. If it was me and I call and I say, hello, this is Apostle Inaina. Send the money back. You say, you're a pastor, what a pastor to it. Because people tend to fear. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Our God can bless, and he does bless. Our God can lift, and he does lift. We are correcting an error. Praise be to God. It's an error that you can be on Facebook for 4 hours. Can I preach this thing? But you cannot have 20 minutes of prayer. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. It's an error that you can give money to the world for doing nothing. But when it comes to the house of God, you give 100, you complain a whole month. I tell you today, child of God, we are correcting errors. Tell your neighbor, correct an error. It is an error for the man of God to come and be fixing these things when we have you in the house of God. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Hallelujah. It's an error when the man of God comes, you take him as kawaita. And when a governor who does not know God comes here, or the ambassador, we are all breaking our necks. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. When we are called for investment meetings, we cancel everything else to go to the investment meetings. But when we are called for prayer meetings, we have no time because you are busy. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Today we came to correct errors. Hallelujah. We came to correct errors. Praise be to God. It is an error when you pay tax to the federal and the state government, but you cannot pay tithe because somebody is preaching to you it is law. And we are derived from the law. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. We need to correct every error in our life. I have seen errors. I have seen many other errors. I saw it in Kenya. I thank God here you people are blessed. Almost everybody is driving. But in our country, It's another story. When you are driving, we respect you. Come on. Can I speak it here? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Even if you are a passenger or a pedestrian, yeah, you are the one to give way. Because these are people who are well to do you. You give them way to pass because they are driving and you are not driving. And I've seen an error in Kenya. When I've gone to the bus, I passed near the bus, not gone to the bus. I passed near the bus. I see cars parked there. But when I go to a church of 500 people, I see two cars. Somebody did not get that one. But there is somebody who have gotten. Somebody say, it's an error. Today we are correcting errors. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is an error even for you to bring your children in the house of God. And at another age they change. It is an error that need to be corrected. If you bring them in the house of God, they should remain in the house of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is an error even to forget where you came from. It is an error. Somebody say it's an error. We need to correct the errors. I've also seen some other errors. And I've been mentioning them every day. I've been preaching here. Praise be to God. I've seen errors even in families. Somebody say errors. Somebody say errors. I've seen errors in families. A family of 8 and 7 are drunken. Only one is sober. Somebody say that is an error. There are some things we need to handle in the spirit. Somebody say that's an error. There are so many errors that I've seen also in families. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That the order of God is changing in families. Tell your neighbor it's an error. We need to correct errors in the name of Jesus. It is an error for parents to be burying their children. Hallelujah. For parents to be burying their children. You find a mother or a father who have buried 3 of her children. It is not normal. It is an error. It is an error from the enemy. And today in the name of Jesus, I declare to every error in your life, it must be corrected. It is an error when the casinos, they own the biggest buildings and a church is looking for a place. And it cannot fight. Tell your neighbor it's an error. Tell your neighbor it's an error. But today we are going to correct errors. There are errors. Different kind of errors in the life of people. Praise be to God. Open with me Matthew. Thank you Jesus. Matthew chapter 19 verse 12. I want to show you how errors can come even in your personal life. I know there are people who are seeing errors. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I've seen errors in Kenya. Hallelujah. I've seen them in Kenya, Pastor Isaac. Praise be to God. People who don't know God. Yeah? They call us all kind of name. Jinga! Panafikiri! Toto Jinga! When they employ our people. And they are worshipping idols. Tell me it's an error. Some of you got what I am saying. But I've seen it in Kenya. And it's so painful. When you go for a shop. And you hear somebody just doing those things. Tell your neighbor it's an error. It's an error when you are in the house of God. And all that you can do is to come on Sunday and go. You can never be available on a fellowship. You can never be available on a prayer meeting. Tell your neighbor it's an error. Now all these errors, sometimes where do they come from? The Bible says in the book of Matthew 19, 12. For there are some eunuchs which were born from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive, let him receive it. I love the Bible because sometimes it speaks. He that is able to receive, Now, for those of you who knows the eunuchs, praise be to God. They cannot bring forth. Hallelujah. I don't know whether it's okay if I use this word. They are castrated. Praise be to God. They can never bring forth. Praise be to God. And my Bible says that there are some eunuchs which were born from their mother's womb. So there are some errors that in your life that you found yourself in them. It is not that you wanted to be in that error, but you found yourself in that error. Come on, somebody, can I speak this thing? There are some things you found yourself doing, but it is not your will. You were born in a family that is doing those things. You were born in a generation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every era that you found yourself in, today in the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to correct it. There are people who found themselves, praise be to God, in places they... You know, you never ask God where to be born. Hallelujah. And can I say you can be born in a family where things are happening and you happen to go through the same things. You can be born in a family. I love using this because it happened to us. Where people don't get married. You can be born in a family where all the sisters, when they get married, they are divorced. You can be born in a family. Hallelujah. Where nobody can own a lad apart from the one you inherited. Come on. Can I preach this thing? If you found yourself in an era that you never planned, that you never knew, you just found yourself today in the presence of God, we shall correct that error in the name of Jesus. By the time this message is over, that error shall be corrected. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. There are things you find yourself in. There's even some good things. There are families. You find you are born in a family. They get twins. And you know I am in that lineage. Any of my children can get twins. Are you getting? And which is not a bad thing. But you found yourself in that family. Is it making sense right now? Praise be to God. You found yourself in that family. Where they are blessed with teens. Praise be to God. Then you can also find yourself in a family where the men of that family, praise be to God, they die at 41. Some, or they get diabetic, or they get these kind of sicknesses. Have you seen that? Have you seen families where people, almost all brothers, they have diabetes? Have you seen it? Oh, they are asthmatic. Every era that you are born in the name of Jesus. Today I declare it is corrected. It is corrected in the name of Jesus. Some were born eunuchs, which were so born from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs, which were born eunuchs of men. That means there are others who became eunuchs because other people made them. Now, what am I saying? There are some errors you found yourself in because somebody put you into that situation. You found yourself in some errors. Praise be to God. Somebody put you into that situation. And today, in the name of Jesus, every error somebody put you in, I declare it is corrected in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know there are people who don't believe in witchcraft. But me, I've seen somebody try to do some funny things to me, not to another person. One time I was working somewhere in a company and I was elected in an office. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. In an office, in a powerful circle office. You know circles in Kenya? They are powerful. You control a lot of money. Praise be to God. And somebody said, you cannot sit on that seat. After the election, he told me, you will not get it. And he was not contesting, but a person from his tribesman was contesting, and he wanted him. And after I won with a majority, my friend, not 2 votes, majority. Praise be to God. After I won, that man looked at me in the eye and said, you are not going to sit on that seat. And I thought, this is just mayor talks. At night, the Spirit of God woke me up, told me, intercede, pray. I started to pray. I started to call on God. I called on God. In the morning, my son was unwell. And we took him to the hospital. And we stayed the whole day. At night, 2 a.m., something told me, this is not the will of God. I went and I told him, son, arise in the name of Jesus. A boy who was silent, I go and wake up too much. The whole day, open his eyes and say, "Dad, Baba, twende home." Praise be to God. I called the doctor, and the doctor came and looked and said, "He's okay. You go home." And we went home. The following day, I went to my working place. That day, I did not go to job. I called the manager. The following day, I went to my working place, and when I entered, the manager said, "Oh, we have been waiting for you." Ask him why. That guy was called Tony, but not. Because Tony's parents were here. And they are saying he has gone bananas. And everything Tony is asking, he's saying, wainaina. Tony niokoria, wainaina. Tony, you tend a job, wainaina. He became bananas. I said, God, I don't understand this. And the parent came and said, pahali ulikuwa umempereka, wanakuja uwapereke, ndio Tony apone. I said, this thing, I've never, in my life, I never believed in witchcraft. I said, this is foolishness. But I saw it right on the face. Praise be to God. And he told me now, marauga umatware korea ura matwarete. Take them where you went. Wherever you had gone to take Tony, they are here, they are coming. Actually, they came from their home, the state of Kitui. They are here, they are out. They are saying, you come and take them where you had taken him. Because there is somewhere you took him, and they have gone to another Muganga, and he has told them it is you. Wow. That name he is mentioning, that guy is responsible. And I was guilty as charged because if I did not pray that night, if the Spirit of God did not wake me up that night, and when they came, I told them to come, praise be to God, so that I can take them. It's good we help Tony. And they came. There is a prayer room in that place we were working. We had been given a prayer room. And that's why I used to keep my Bible. Praise be to God. And I told them now, when they came and I was called, now everybody in our working place are divided into two. Some don't want to come near me. My God, and I've never seen a witch in my life. Hallelujah. Even some guys who are praying with, they were avoiding me. And these are jamas who have fasted. I used to chapa even 40 days prayer and fasting with them. They were avoiding me. Praise be to God. But listen to me. When they came, I told them, they asked me, we know what has happened, and we don't want to talk so much with you. We will do what you want, but please take us where you took him. I told them, follow me. I took them to my prayer room. I took the Bible. I told them, if you don't repent, you all die. And because they were afraid of me. And we prayed for Tony. Believe you me, after 2 days, Tony came and confessed what he did. That night, the Lord woke me up. He had gone to Muganga with two things. Either I die or I become bananas. It turned to him. That was an error. He wanted to cause an error to my life. I will not be preaching to you today. I'll be bananas in Wangige. I refuse in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I correct every error. If there is any error that somebody put you into today, in the name of Jesus, as I minister this message, I declare it's corrected. If there is a man who got mad because you came to America and went to do some errors, today, in the name of Jesus, I declare it corrected. If there are some people who are not comfortable with your success and they are doing some funny things, today in the name of Jesus, I declare it an error and it must be corrected. Yes. Tell your neighbor, I correct the errors. You need to correct every error in your life in the name of Jesus. It is an error for you to be prayerful and things are not working for you. I correct that error today. I correct that error today. It is an error for you to be a tither and you remain in the same place. I correct that error today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tell your neighbor, correct the errors. If you see a neighbor who is not telling you, know that is an error already. Now, there are those who hear softly. You know, I can say this in Kikuyu. Start with the Kahora one. Tell your neighbor, correct the errors. Now start with the other one, Kugodokera. Tell your neighbor, correct the errors. You need to correct every error in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to shout to somebody so that he can get it. Some people need to hear that voice so that they can get it. Correct the errors in your life. It's an error to leave your wife and go and get another dogo dogo. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Praise be to God. We need to correct every error. We need to look at our lives also. Let me not go there. I've not reached there. There are some eunuchs who are made eunuchs of men. Some people made you eunuchs. Today, in the name of Jesus, whenever there is barrenness in your life that was made by people, today that error is corrected. Tell your neighbor, I correct. Say it with power. I correct every error in my life in Jesus' name. It is an error that even in our country, we are living with fear. In Kenya, we are living in fear. Every time, even I'm here, I call and my wife told me my son is gone to school. I start to pray. Father, protect hospital heal. Because you don't know whether this violent man would come with a gun and start to shoot children. That is how we are living in Kenya. When you go to a mass, you go to a bus, you must be interceding. Especially if you see another kind of people enter into that bus, you just get worried because you don't know whether you die that minute. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. All these errors, they need to be corrected. They need to be corrected. And I feel like repeating an error I've seen in America. Can I say it? In Kenyans in America. It is an error that you can get so many hours for Dabu and don't get hours for the house of God. It's an error. There are some people who would be in these seats, but they are somewhere chaparing masa. I say it is an error. Can that error be corrected in this land? That the children of God shall have time for the house of God. There are others who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. Praise be to God. The first one, you found yourself in that error. The second one, somebody put you in the error. The third one, you put yourself. Here I know amen will not be much, but I will encourage myself in the Lord as I bring it to you. Praise be to God. There are some errors you put yourself in. Say amen. Sema Amina, you put yourself in that mess. Clean it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every error you found, you put yourself in, may God help you to come out of it. Some people have done many things thinking that, I'm telling you, when we were young and we were doing Twekakiradi, and we used to read this, I think it is in the Exodus. I mean, if you did not say that, you did not belong to Anglican or ECK or PCA. But we did that. Praise be to God. That that the sins of the Father. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Some things you are doing, when you are doing them, think of your generation. Think of your future. Now amen has gone down. So down, but I thank God. I see that I will encourage myself with the Lord. Think about your future generation. Think about the seed you are planting. What will happen? Whatever you are doing today, don't think it will just go away like that. There is a generation that is coming after you. Praise be to God. And there are some things that don't leave. I went to pray for another family in Kenya. Praise be to God. I don't want to mention them because you will know them. Hallelujah. The brother, was a gangster. And this guy, I came to realize, he had no problem with people. He would come and just shoot you and don't take anything from you and go. Okay, he was killed. But when that guy was asked, he said, I just feel the smell of blood. I feel peace. And when he died, the brother, I was called by the family to pray for them. Because the brother was staying at the grave. Akilarua Shati saying, I will revenge whoever killed my brother. And when I was praying, I realized there is something called the covenant of blood. Somebody, the Bible says, there are six things that God hates most. And one of the things that God hates most is shedding of innocent blood. When they killed, when Cain killed his brother Abel, the Bible says, I can hear the blood of your brother. Some people are suffering because of the covenant of blood. Somebody in your generation shed innocent blood. And the blood is still calling. And nobody has ever stood in the gap to repent. Somebody need to stand in the gap and plead the blood of Jesus. That is the only thing that can silence a blood of an innocent person. So some people are in a mess. Because in your generation, somebody shed innocent blood. This is why you fight in some families. There are so many miscarriages. They cannot hold babies. There are issues of blood. Women are having issues of blood because there is a covenant of blood. This is why you find in some places people are dying of accident. Oh my goodness, people are being wanadungwa ya kisu. They are dying in the road just brother after the brother after the brother. You need to know the truth and the truth will set you free. We need to correct this error. It is an error that can be in a family that need to be corrected, and you break the covenant of blood and somebody stand in the gap and repent and it shall stop. Amen. I preach this thing here. Is it acceptable in America? We got to correct all these errors. And this is why I'm saying, whatever you do here, be very careful. And if you know you have done something that was not of God, God is so loving and so kind. Repent and he will forgive you. Breathe the blood of Jesus. Do not leave your children at a generational curse. I know we want to handle that was left by our fathers. But what about you? What are you leaving behind? Can I preach? Are we okay? Praise be to God. What are we leaving behind? Some of us are putting ourselves in a mess. Ngine unaenda kusomwa mikono to be told your future. Naona utadunua roli zingine 20. Nonsense. You go put yourself in that. You put yourself in an error. Nobody put you. You did not find yourself there. You put yourself in an error. Are we together? Are we together? Some things, it is us. And I said, when it comes to us, amen will be small. I knew that, even when I was preparing for the message. So I am well armed for that. Because we have put ourselves. You've eaten somebody's money, a poor man's lad. Like are you, Ahab and Naboth. Because your brother is poor. You want to take his inheritance. I saw another family. And I said, this family has an error. And they need to correct it. You know, and if it affected you, I don't mean no harm to you. The brothers, One of the brother died. He had two small boys. And when the brother died, the other brothers ganged up and they threw her away. Wakafukuza huyu bibi na watoto. And they took the lad and they sold the lad. Are you getting what I'm saying? The inheritance of this brother, they took it and they sold it. The other day, things started to go wrong. Praise be to God. The sons of this one, the first one was the one who was the engineer of this thing. They would marry and their wives would die. I have seen it. They did not understand. The firstborn was working in Barclays. He just resigned and he just became, anazurura too. Are you getting what I'm saying? They had put themselves in trouble. You need to come out of any trouble you put yourself in. And they were calling me now. And it was very difficult to face because they have been, I know, and there's a family that is respected, and to tell them in the face, you remember what your father did. And this thing started to happen immediately the father died. The wife of the firstborn, the wife of the second, things started to happen. And they remembered what they did. Some things people do. And now this cannot be preached everywhere because people will just look at you. Hallelujah. I am not judging any man. I came with correct errors. I want you to get back into your mind and think of the mess and tell God, today I stand in the gap. My children will not suffer because of my sins. In the name of Jesus, my children will not suffer because of my errors. Tell your neighbor, correct the errors. If you see a neighbor who is not telling you, move from that neighbor. Tell your neighbor, correct the errors. We need to correct these errors. Some put themselves into that. But I thank God because John 10:10, the Bible says, the thief come but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have a message out of God. But I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. Today, in the name of Jesus, I declare every error is corrected, and the children of God are going to have life, and they will have it in abundance. In the name of Jesus, Jesus is love. Jesus is love. Jesus is love. He loves you. He knows your mess. He knows where you came from. He knows your generation. He knows what people have done to you. But today, in the name of Jesus, I come to declare and speak that the errors in your life, they are corrected. The errors in your children's life, they are corrected. I declare today in the name that is above every other name, as we come out of this service, every error must be corrected. Praise be to God. Let errors be corrected. Let even our financial errors be corrected. It is an error for you to be working like this and we don't see what you are doing with your money. It is an error. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's an error. These errors must be corrected. They must. It is an error that even people back home, there is nobody who can stand with his feet. They are all waiting for you because you came to America. It is an error. They are all waiting for you. They call you at the middle of the night because they even don't know the time difference. I speak to you today. That error must be corrected in the name of Jesus Christ. That even if somebody gets sick, they will call you. Even if anything on Angobe Aguakioro, they will call you. Today I come to speak in the name of Jesus. Let every error be. You need to be given peace. I have seen how you work. When I went to Kenya, I told people, if you have a brother in America, wacheni kuwasubua. These people work so hard. They do not correct their money on the road. I have watched and I have seen. It's hard work here. Even that, you will not tell me amen. Praise be to God. Tell your neighbor today. Now say it. Don't tell your neighbor. Say it today. Every error in my life must be corrected. Every time you try, you plan and say, I will save 20,000. I'll save 20,000. Kienda, kienda, kifika 18, unasikia simu nyumbani. inamwaga zote zinaenda. Stereo niba itanera. Itanera. You know, it happens. If it doesn't happen here, it happens in Kenya. Unamua, unasema, kai negusivu girimaka na meriru. I want to do this thing. You start saving. Start saving. Unaona, hey, ninaenda. Niko 110. Praise be to God. 120. 180, unasikia kitu imekuja shwa. You end up zero. I don't know who I'm ministering to. But today, in the name of Jesus, that error must be corrected. Whatever you want to do, you shall do in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you want to achieve, you shall achieve in the name of Jesus Christ. Because today, not by mighty, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, every error is corrected. Stand up, children of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. For today, Lord, you have come to correct errors. Errors in our children. Errors in our family. Errors in our nation. Errors in the body of Christ. Oh, in churches. Father, you are correcting errors. We shall be able to honor the servants of God. Because these errors are corrected. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for accepting. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shendi ribuzai. Ribusatarababuzai. Rikurubuzetere bababu. Lift up your hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. For today you have come to correct errors in our families. You have come to correct errors of finances. You have come to correct errors, oh God. Every word that was spoken against us. You have come to correct that error. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we shall be successful. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. In the name of Jesus. Shandurubuzaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Son of God. In the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hearts. Mighty and ever-living God. Lord, I thank you. You have spoken to us. We have heard your voice. We are ready to correct the errors in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And where, God, we found ourselves in things that we did not want to, oh God, come and correct the errors for us. Where people put us, oh God, come and correct the errors. Oh, where we put ourselves, Jehovah, help us to correct, and also, God, correct us, oh God. Show us the way of truth. Show us the way of righteousness. Help us to fear you, God. Help us to do what is right and just in your eyes. Help us, oh God. Thank you, God. Lift up your hearts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth as I hand over this microphone. And speak to every situation. Speak to every error that you are seeing. Every error that you can see. Oh, speak to it right now. Don't just look at me. Speak, open your mouth and speak in the name of Jesus. Let every error be corrected. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Mighty and ever-living God, I want to thank you again. Thank you because I know you've heard the prayer of your people. God, I've given them a chance to call on you concerning the errors they see in their lives. I thank you because you hear and answer our prayers. Thank you because you shall answer us today. And every error is corrected. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know we have an afternoon service. And I know I have time to pray for people in the afternoon. God bless you as you come back.